no. So you need 5 affirmative votes. Right at this moment, we only have 5 people. So you can, we'll start, you're not the first applicant. There's another one before you, but I'm just telling you that now so you can decide what you may or may not want to do when it is your turn. You have the right to ask us to carry it if you would like, because you would need all 5 votes tonight. So if anybody is not on board, then it would be a denial. So just so that you know, that'll be a thing on that one. And maybe somebody, hopefully somebody will appear. And I know you're the builder on Gators, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. What's your name?
Joe Fallon, or I
kind of, right, sorry. Just so you know, I mean, Tom Hirsch sent over his letter today at like 1:40. And I've been in communications with everyone. I did send a letter to the board. I don't think everyone's even looked at my emails today. Because it was just today. So I don't think they'll discuss it, but I'll put it on the agenda for 2:26. When's our next meeting?
2:26.
But I will just, you know, I'll tell them if anybody has any questions, I'll tell them what I sent, even though I might not have it with me. But, okay? But I don't,
sure.
If you don't want to hang out, then you can hang out.
We
love to have you.
I like being here, but it's a nice building.
But good night.
I didn't get the job, so I'm
Yeah, so I'm just telling you that I don't think they're going to make any decision on the administrative change tonight because they haven't even seen it.
Sure.
You know,
so I guess we'll talk about it on your 26th.
Yeah.
All right.
I expect it to be it'll be done one way or the other on the 26th. And I did send Tom the letter he got, and he knows what I sent to them. It's just, you know, they're all having them at work. They don't
absolutely
get their emails until.
I understand.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Steve walked away.
He's just getting something around.
You know, this is a big report.
Then we'll call the meeting to order. Can everybody stand and please salute the flag and pledge allegiance to the flag?
To the United States.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On this Lincoln's birthday.
All right, the Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Meeting Act, has provided the time, date, and location of this meeting to at least 2 designated newspapers. Published same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, on December 1st, 2018, filed it with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board in the borough offices. Good evening, everybody. Can we have a roll call?
Mr. Cashmore.
Here.
Mr. Cunningham. Mm-hmm. Absent. Mr. Giulio is absent. Mr. DeCio.
Here.
Mr. Duffy. Councilman
here.
Councilman Lackstein. Mayor Long are both absent. Mr. Knott is absent. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. McGinley is absent. Mm-hmm. Ms. Bills is absent. Ms. Ray.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, first on the agenda this evening would be the approval of the minutes of January 22nd, 2019. Do we have any discussion on that or a motion to approve?
I have a motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
You made the first and second.
Were you here for this meeting?
Let's see.
Oh, then you can do it. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, who made the motions?
Smith and Duffy second.
Thank you.
Can we have a roll call?
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
I have to skip along here. Mr. Duffy
yes.
Was not here for it.
No, I was here.
No, did you
miss?
He'll abstain on the portion that applied to the one with the
okay. So, Mr. Duffy.
Yeah.
And Mr. DeCio, you were?
I was absent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it tonight, right? Julio's absent.
Did she call you?
Is Carolyn here for that?
Did she call you for the meeting?
Carolyn?
Yeah, Carolyn was here, so yeah. She can vote.
Okay, so you're good to go.
Is that a yes?
That's all
yes.
I have. All right, thank you.
All right, first item of business will be the memorialization of resolution granting site plan and bulk variance approval for Michael Welty, 49 Bellevue Place. Do we have a motion on that or a discussion?
Make a motion.
No, you guys got it?
No.
I'll second.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the first?
Smith and Duffy again. Smith and Duffy again.
Smith and Duffy.
You're a good team.
Sounds like a company.
This echo is good.
It is. We'll have to get some sound.
We'll have a roll call.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Okay. They're out. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And they're the only ones who were, the only ones eligible to vote, nobody else is here.
Well, it's not, you were here, weren't you?
Right?
John Duffy and I both were here, but we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I knew John sat down.
Yeah, so they.
I forgot to do this.
They stepped out for that, and then the other people aren't here. So we have Cashmore, and we have Smith.
Okay. Next on the agenda is there is a letter of withdrawal that was received to the board from James Lobiondo. I guess our council will have to handle that.
Yeah, you can just have to make a resolution to, or a motion to accept the withdrawal. Just so that becomes, thank you.
He's withdrawing his application for the.
Right. So Mr. Smith and Duffy again.
It's a roll call on that.
We have, did you abstain from that?
Yes, I had to abstain.
Okay. And so did they. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay. And who else do we have? Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
And Duffy.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
And Carolyn.
And
Carolyn.
Yes,
right. Skipping over so many names here. Okay. So only three.
Okay. Next on the agenda will be the.
I think it was four. It was Cashmore, Duffy, Smith, and Ray.
Smith and Ray, thank you. Cashmore, Duffy, Smith, and Ray. Oh, yeah, I didn't count correctly.
Next on the agenda would be the request for a 2 1-year extension of a major subdivision approval, which was on 240 Ocean Avenue and Southway in North Beach by Mr. Wang.
It's 2 1-year extensions. Mr. McGowan is here. He sent a letter to the board as to why there should be an extension. Maybe you want to just, put that on the record.
Sure. Good evening, members of the board. Bob McGowan, representing the applicant here, which is Chuck Wang and Northwoods at Seabright. It took a long time to work through with all the CAFRA regulations and back and forth. One of the main issues that we were struggling with was we had agreed to give the town the rights that we had to the beachfront property or the east side of Ocean Avenue property, and the conditions that CAFRA was imposing on that was posing problems. And it took a long time to work it out. We did. We've given the deed to the town, and we are now ready to proceed with the development.
Okay.
So the statute allows for 2 1-year extensions. You don't have to grant them both at the same time. And maybe you can just, is there any reason to think that it couldn't be perfected in the 1 year?
Well, we've already, all the maps have been filed. That's what they were signed.
Good.
They were filed when we went for the building permit. I think Candace put it.
Yeah, so we're already at that.
Said, wait a minute. So this is to correct that.
Correct, because it was 2016, so we do have to do the 2 1-year extensions. Yeah. Right.
I have no objection to that. Does anybody want to make a motion on that?
You made a motion, Steve?
I did. I'll keep the second going.
Okay, keep the second.
All right, let's see, Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
And we have Mr. DiCio.
Yes.
Mr. Duffy.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
And Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Thank you, board. Thank you very much. I suppose it's a beautiful building.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you see in the sun?
All right. I guess we'll move right on to the new application, Richard Perrin, 3 East Church Street. The application is for a use and bulk variance relief needed to construct a new deck.
Okay, and just for a second. Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed the jurisdictional packet. It appears to be in good order, and I have marked that as A1. I have marked as A2, a survey prepared by Lakeland Surveying, dated 4/30/18. I have marked as A3, architectural plans prepared by Robert Kraus, dated 10/23/18. As you may or may not recall, this application was heard back in, let me just get my date here, September in 2017. It's a B1 zone, that it's a single family home, which is not a permitted use, so it was a D use variance at the time. They, let's just see, minimum lot width 50 was required, 21.03 was existing. Lot depth 60 was required, 42.33 was existing. Minimum side yard, 0 is required for the B1 commercial structures. However, 3 feet and 6 feet on, for both sides was required under the R3 residential zone, which we were applying the residential standards because it was a residential property. And 1.1 and 0.9 feet was proposed for the side yards. The front yard setback, 25 feet on the east side required, and 0.7 existing, 0.9 proposed. The rear yard setback, 15 is required, 1 foot existing and proposed. And that actually is kind of along the way where they'll be extending all of these non-compliances by their proposed deck, which is, Dave's got his open, so I'll use that. So the proposed deck, as you can see, it goes along on the ocean side of the house, which which impacts at the bottom. That actually is technically the rear yard. Now the map shows one thing. His notice says he's at 1 foot, so he's going to have to explain how far the deck really is off. And similarly with the front yard, you know what exactly the dimensions will be. It would be required that the deck area has to remain impervious. The underneath the deck area, the land underneath would have to remain impervious because otherwise that would give rise to yet another. It's an expansion of a prior non-conforming use. You granted the D variance back then for the home. Let me just see what else if I... The lot cut maximum lot coverage allowed is 75%. They were at, they're at 83.7, I believe. The building coverage is 50, and again, the 83.7. So that's why they have to remain impervious underneath the deck area if they were to do anything. And that's it. They had a height variance at the time, but I don't think that's being affected by this proposal. So, Mr. Perrin, you want to... Whoever's going to testify wants to come up. Okay.
Robert Kraus, the architect.
Okay, can you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Robert Kraus, K-R-A-U-S-E.
Okay, and you've kind of heard my recitation.
Yes.
I just will note, I'm looking... why don't you tell us what the dimensions of the proposed deck are? It's a second-story deck?
It's a second-story deck.
Okay.
That's the main level of the house. It is where the kitchen and living room is.
We're calling it second-story, but the first story is the is what?
The foundation, right?
The foundation.
That's the non-habitable.
Then there's bedroom level, and then there's the...
And then there's the second. Okay, so it is a true second. Got it. Okay, and... So it's going on the ocean side of the home?
Yes.
And what are the dimensions of the proposed deck?
It's 12. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 feet up the back yard.
Well, that's what it says. Look at the notice. She says it's 5 feet. And he says no. And I don't know if he meant one just because the house is at one.
Yeah, the house says it's 13 inches.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
It shows that the deck is a total of 37 feet long.
Yeah. Is that correct? It's 37 feet long?
Yes.
By what?
Well, it starts at 9 in the back and goes to 12 in the front.
9 in the rear yard.
Right.
And 12 in the front yard.
Right. It's somewhat following the seawall.
Our question was the distance off the rear yard. It's a little confusing on the survey shows it to be 3 feet. Your notice shows 1 foot or 1.3, and notice right. only says 1 foot.
Yeah, I think initially it was what it was noted as the same as what the house is, but there's actually a step back and we're following that step back, so it's 3 feet.
So the house is actually 12 inches off the property line, but the deck itself will be 3 feet from the property line.
Right, it's further.
And the house juts up, but you know.
It juts out 2.5 feet, and it goes on over, and then it's 3 feet total from the
How
roof.
High off the ground is this deck?
It's about 17 feet in height from the, it, again, it pitches, the grade pitches, so it's roughly 17 feet.
Okay. And how close is the house to the south? The rear yard.
The house?
You're 3 feet off that property line. Where's the next building, I should say?
The adjacent property.
Adjacent
how close
property.
Is the adjacent property to that property line? It's not indicated on here.
That is the property line.
No, I'm talking about the house that's behind them.
How close are you to the next building? Whatever structure is on the lot behind you, how close are you to it? And what is that structure?
It's a residence.
Okay, so there's a residence.
And they have a deck on that. That's probably the deck. Their deck is the closest to where our deck would be.
And you don't know how far off of their property line their deck is?
I didn't measure that. I think their property line to their house is about 10 feet back.
Is there any reason why you can't cut your deck in, you know, from the proposed 3 feet to, you know, a little, so you're not right on that property line?
We're concerned with the fact that the deck is so high and so close to the property line, it kind of destroys their privacy next door, but obviously they're not here to object to it, so I don't know what the answer is, but do you think you could tuck that in a little bit to give them a little more space?
In fact,
I have no problem with the north side, the front yard, or the right. obviously the ocean side, but the rear yard maybe to protect the people behind a little?
Yeah, in fact, I've been completing some of the working drawings to work on the deck. And I don't know if any of you have seen how the house went up, but it went up and there's steel brackets that are in the corners for the post. So I've actually moved each front and back in to clear that, because technically I need to work that out to clear it. So it comes in, now the whole deck is 35 foot 7, I think, total. So it came in about almost a foot on each side, because we were 37. Yeah, it's a little more than a foot on each side.
So then you're proposing that it'll be 4 feet from the back
and
property line?
It's 4 foot now, yes.
4 foot from rear.
And
yeah, and 3.5 from the north, or the front?
No, I think it'll be a lot more than that.
Oh yeah,
from
because he
front.
Just had, I'm sorry, you have
from it. The, from the front, yeah, it's more than 5 feet. In
yeah, let's just see what it
because
is.
Because the,
it doesn't, it's
the whole garage that's back.
Yeah, I'm going, you know, I was going off of your other.
No, no, I'm sorry. It's, no, it is still 1 foot, 2.
The deck.
It's still 1 foot, 2 feet in from the front.
From the front property line or from the front of the house?
Front of the house.
Okay, so. How far is that deck now going to be from the property line?
1 foot, 2.
No, not from the property line. Can't be.
It can't be.
It's got to be much more than that.
That's where the house is.
Right.
Yeah, that's the front protrusion of the house. The house steps back. it steps in.
Well, the second, if you look on the elevation, it's on the second floor, on the upper level.
What page are you on?
A3.
Okay, so we're looking at A3 of your, of A3. Okay, and...
Oh, I see. The second and third stories are equal to the...
The first floor is just set back from the garage.
See,
that all stems from the existing foundation.
Okay.
So the this is the...
Got it.
Boy, these dimensions are crazy. Why in the survey says 5'6"?
That's, again, on the first... That's at the ground floor.
That's to the curb.
That's,
I guess,
to
that's
the ground
to the curb.
Floor too. That's the ground.
There's
floor.
There's dimension to the curb, and then there's the setback from the front door to the garage.
Oh, so this is the property line. This dotted line here, which shows it to be
that one. I think you're reading is just from the curb.
1'2".
Now it goes to the 37 feet. So
yeah.
Same as the northern most part of the house.
Yeah.
Why can't you? So this is the property line.
Right.
So it's 1'2" to the property line. Did you say a 1 foot?
Right. It's in.
Well, I guess it's 2 foot.
Again, it's shortened. It's shortened back in again.
So you're going to step it in 2.3 feet. Is that? It's going to be 2.3 feet now. Let me just look and see what we gave them.
Yeah, see that concrete column in this
thing? Yeah.
That's holding it to the second floor. But if the first floor is going over that, you know,
yeah, so the property line is that that dashed line, not the curb line. See, the curb line is 5'6". See it? Looks like it's 1'2", is that?
This foundation wall, you can extend this out. That's the size of the first floor.
Right here.
Right.
So the first floor goes all the way that way.
But we're trying to determine how far it is from the property line. If you go to the...
1.1. It says it right here on this one.
Yeah.
1 foot. That says about...
Yeah, 1'2", 1.1.
Yeah. So this is going to be the same, so it's going to be 2'1" now, because it's going to be stepping in about...
Yeah, so it's going to be, you're going to step that in, correct?
Well, what I have, it steps in, and the deck surface itself is in further, but the railing is on the outside edge, so I took a dimension to what is the furthest out.
Well, that's correct.
And that is 1'2.66" now.
From your property line?
From the property. And the deck is 35 feet. 3¾ inches long, and then the back to the railing overhang, the handrail on the railing is the furthest projection, is 3'2" in the back. But the piers and the deck are set in from that.
So the railing extends over the deck?
The railing extends onto the face of the deck. And that's again for a reason that I needed to have columns in to clear the structure inside, but if I put the railings on that same level, there's sliding glass doors that would intrude on that. So I'm just pulling the doors on that second level.
Is there a sidewalk on that Church Street side? I don't know.
There is.
Yes. So there was. So what happened? Let me back up a second. This was an adjacent property that was bought from Seabrook. Municipality scene. So that's why the lot coverage became improved. We're now, as far as the lot coverage, we're conforming with the lot coverage requirements. We're conforming with the building requirements. And that afforded the opportunity for that to happen. So
see,
buying that extra lot made it more.
He wouldn't be able to shorten it any more than this because the railing then would interfere with the door.
The slider. I'm just worried that it's
not
going
to be... Well,
initially I had suggested if they could make the deck a little shorter in the back. in the rear yard, but if he shortened it here...
Oh, okay, you're saying it, coming it would, in this way. It has yeah, nothing to do with the 10-foot
No, right. it would run into the middle of the window.
Well, right. That could be the stationary panel there.
I don't know.
Maybe the sliding panel, but...
So I moved the columns in, but I had to keep the railing.
So the thing I'm walking on the deck, how far is that?
That is in
the deck of the deck.
The deck of the deck is in, let's see, 5 and a half, it's in 6 inches from the outside margin.
From the railing.
Yeah, from that outside. Right. It's a top rail, I went way to the outside and it's in 6 inches.
So you're proposing that the front railing is going to be 1 point...
What I've worked out right now, it's 1.266.
So it seems like, you know, all the adjustments we just made are not right, right? Because
everything's shrinking a little.
Right, I mean, it's basically the way it was on the application, right?
Except for the rear side.
The rear side is different. The
front is the same.
Pretty close to the same.
If we go north and south, you're shrinking it north and south, you're saying, but the east-west dimensions stay the same.
He's only shrinking it north.
And the north side back 1'8"? I thought you said you were doing each side.
Yeah, but he corrected himself.
North and south.
No, he's shrinking it north and south, but what happens is the railing is the side of the deck.
Right.
So that kind of takes away some of the shrinking. It adds to it.
Right. It ended up moving in a foot, but I had to put the railing offset.
Yeah, so then it's not...
So it's about 6 inches, as you mentioned, from the deck.
So in so on the north side in the front yard, it'll be 1.26 from the railing to the property line.
The outside railing to the property line.
And in the rear yard, it'll be what, from the railing to the property line?
4 feet.
I'm showing you 3'2" to the outside rail, and then if you're saying the deck surface, then it would be 3'8" from the...
So let's mark to where we're actually going, because when the building department gets a hold of you, you're going to be right. In another foot, because right. That's the dimension you're giving.
Yeah. So let's say 3'2" is the outside edge of the rail.
So the rear yard setback
is 3.
Will be 3.2, and the front yard setback will be 1.26.
Yes.
And you can't pull that front one back at all?
Front one, okay.
There's, if you look on the elevations, there's windows there. So it would end up with a railing in the window.
Right.
I mean, the deck isn't protruding out any more than the house. What is the house itself? What is the property line?
Right. The house was on the west, northwest end is 1 foot.
The same problem here with the front end. It would be in the middle of the window.
I think it's 1 foot closest on that side. And then in the corner, in the south side.
The northeast corner, that's where the deck is going, is in the northeast side of the house.
Right.
So the house is what off the property line?
It's 1 foot.
1 foot, and the deck is what? And the deck is what off the property line?
1.266.
Okay, so it's pretty much even with the house.
Yeah, right. The railing is there. The house. The deck is, again, deck surface is in, the columns are in.
What about the farthest northeast corner of the deck? What is that off the property line? Because it sounds like the property line is coming on over an angle.
Farthest northeast. That's what I measured, the farthest northeast point.
That's the 1 point.
That's the closest point.
And that's not closer than the face of the house to the property line?
No, it's not.
Okay. I have another question for you. It's going to be infinitely easier than all these dimensions. How much parking do you have underneath the house?
Underneath the house?
Yeah, the house.
There's a garage.
There's a garage, right, and parking for how many cars?
Let's say one.
And one parking space in the garage is what the
you only have one parking space. Say one parking space in the garage.
Yeah, that's what our resolution says.
Okay, I see you have 10-foot width in these gates, and you have swing gates underneath the deck. Will that give you additional parking?
That would be
underneath the deck
to have something off.
So at least one car?
Yes.
So you would increase your off-street parking
to two.
From one car to two cars?
Yeah. Except that has to remain impervious under that deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could just be pea gravel. You can park on pea gravel.
Well, even, yeah. Sand.
if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, you can park it on the sand.
Is it sand or grass?
Sand or grass, yeah.
Could I just say one thing?
Yes, if you step on up, just raise your right hand. Solemnly swear testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So I'm Richard Perrin.
Yeah, you said yes, and your name is Richard Perrin?
Yes. I'm very concerned about privacy and, my conversations with the neighbor next to us and so forth. I honestly don't think this is affecting anybody's privacy. The conversation that we all have about privacy is the sidewalk that is right there on top of the beach wall. I mean, the people can wave and touch us. that's what's affected our privacy. And I honestly don't believe this is the neighbor, when she knows what we're doing, hasn't had any complaints about it. The privacy issue is with our friends that are waving to us night and day. Thank you.
It is beachfront property, so.
No, it's plus and minus. When we tried to build a beautiful house that the whole town could be proud of, we were fortunate enough that you guys granted us the ability to buy that piece of property next door, and because of that, we'd like to have a deck. Thank you.
I would think as a part of positive criteria, it would be important for you to stipulate that you'll have an impervious surface underneath the deck that would allow for a second off-street parking space, off-street parking being very important in Seabright.
Yes, that's really the ability to purchase this property.
Must be purchased, right.
Impervious, and not impervious, sorry, impervious.
I said it first, you're copying me, I said it. It has to be impervious, right.
Impervious material that would allow you to have a second parking spot.
Because that was in the application too.
Right.
It didn't make sense to me.
You know why? Because our zoning officer wrote it that way. That's right. So we all just kept saying it. But you're correct. It's pervious. Well, please do.
Okay. It's
because
pervious.
Because by the way, how it's written is how you got to do it.
Impervious is you're not getting through it.
Correct.
No, that's what I.
So we have it for.
That's what I just asked.
So the stipulation is that the area under the deck remains pervious.
Pervious.
But that parked car. I don't even know that we want to mention a car could be parked there. They're going to park everywhere, like everyone else in Seabright does anyway. Every space.
You'll want to utilize.
It allows that ability.
You're going to want to utilize underneath there when you have company.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is stipulated, it goes to positive criteria.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So it's set the area under deck will remain pervious, but allow one car to be parked underneath. And you're really maintaining, you're expanding the same dimensions that the house already is just by the width of the deck, which is 10 feet, is it wide?
12 at the
12?
12 at the widest, okay. 9 at the narrowest.
Got it, okay.
Now, I've if you're writing notes, again, when I rework the working drawings, because I'm trying to work out the connections on this, it's now set back, the columns are set back 11'6" in the front and 9'8" in the back, the columns. But as far as the dimensions, if you're considering the dimensions of the outside edge of the railing again, it's
3 point.
It's 12. It's still about, you can use that 12-foot, and in the back, use about 10-foot. But it's running on an angle.
In width, you're talking. The width of the deck.
In width from the house. Let's say it's 12 foot in front, 10 foot in back. So 12 is still holds for the columns.
Okay. So you're obviously going to have to amend your drawings to reflect the proper dimensions.
Right. Well, that's why I'm mentioning dimensions now, so that maybe we can just submit for permits based upon approval.
Well, we're gonna have a resolution, but when they go and look at your plans have to say the exact same numbers that line.
So they match.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And right now they don't match, so.
No.
And when you get your final survey, they're gonna compare them, make sure that it's
right.
Same.
Yes.
Or you won't get your CVO.
Okay, so let me just recap again then. The rear yard is, the requirement is 15 feet. They have an existing 1 foot to the house, then the house juts in a bit. And the front yard is a requirement 25 feet. 1.3 is what's existing. What they're proposing with this deck is that the deck will basically follow along the outside railing along the line of the house for a distance of 35 feet, 3¾ inches in length, 10 to 12 feet in width. It will be 3.2 feet from the rear yard and 1.26 feet from the front yard, the railings I'm talking about. Two railings. That it basically, it is an extension of a pre-existing non-conforming use by the addition of the deck. The deck is located on the northeast or the east part of the home, which is facing the ocean. The board has discussed whether or not the that rear yard setback would have any impact on the neighbors, and it's been described that they also have a deck, but that it's at least 10 feet off of the property line, so that there's a good separation there, that this deck will now permit an additional parking space underneath it, which will be a benefit because they only have one car that can park in the garage now, so that would be a benefit. They've stipulated that the area under the deck will remain pervious, and that it's consistent with the neighborhood as well, the testimony was. That about sum it up? And again, that the deck is facing the ocean side, so really does not impact the other residential neighborhoods other than those front and rear.
And I think the other item maybe addressed initially is the use that it is.
It's an expansion for pre-existing non-conforming use, which is a D variance. So you do have to meet the positive and the negative criteria, and you have to give special reasons as to why the variance should be granted. As Board Member Cashmore has indicated, this is now allowing an additional parking space for one vehicle, which...
Right. And the subsequent purchase of that property then has reduced the...
Yes.
Lot coverage and the building coverage. So it's made, got it. It's made the property overall into more conforming with the zone. And I think it enhances the building already by having that deck in that location. Kind of gives them a little bit of horizontality to something.
And because of the orientation of the lot with the ocean, that there's not an impact on other other uses because the deck is on the ocean side.
Well, if there's no further testimony, does any of the members have any questions besides what we've had asked already? I'll have to open it to the public. Is there anybody in the public that would like to make a statement or have a question on any of the testimony? Nobody here in the public, so we'll close that portion. Do the members want to have a discussion or a motion?
I think it looks great. Compliment the house.
Yeah, I think it's necessary too.
Aesthetically, it's going to be an improvement as well.
All right, so anybody want to make a motion then?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion. It's going to be great to know the people walking by. So diplomatic and very sad.
No, but when we walk by, you're going to have to wave. They're going to be up them.
I know. I can see relationships forming.
All right, ready?
All right, do we have a roll call?
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. DeCeo?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Congratulations, you've got a deck now. Better hurry up, the summer's coming.
That's where he's eager to go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was a short night. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Anybody in the public would like to address the board for any reason? Close that. What's this announcement?
It's
nothing? Okay.
Just the next meeting.
Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Can't wait to over here. The next meeting is February 26th. That's what she wants you to say.
Okay. At 7:30 p.m.
Yes, here.
I'm going to be somewhere warm and hot.
Where?
If you don't want those, leave them with me.
They went away. We were just in Costa Rica.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'm dying to go to Costa Rica. I hear it's beautiful.
Mr. Smith made a motion to adjourn, I believe.
I did. Oh, yes. Yeah.
All in favor?
Post haste.
Yes.
All in favor? Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Good luck. Yeah. Great.
Is there something you said you wanted? Let's believe if you need.
Does anybody want to
know? Oh, if anybody doesn't want.
I'm good, thank you.
Doesn't want. If you don't keep your plans or anything like that, I'll take them.
But you're just throwing them out.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know.
Now, we're going to get revised plans, are we? As part of the.
Right, Mr. Crash, you're going to revise your plans?
With the correct dimensions on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Want that submitted to whom?
That would be the voting
part. Candace gets
those. Do you want copies of any of the other sets of anything? Mr. Perrin, do you have any need for any extras? We have extras that we're not keeping if you want them.
Okay.
There you go.
Then once you submit that paperwork to Candace, then we'll do a memorialization as soon as the paperwork.
Are you going to hand that one down? Steve.
Are you going to?
Yes.
If I have
it, you're going to prepare the. How long will it take? He's asking.
Yeah, maybe I'll write it to me. I know he's just. He's in Rome.
Next month?
Yeah.
February 26th.
Everybody else going to be here?
Candace, might I be around town?
Excuse me?
Let's start a chart on percentage of attendance. You and I can work on an algorithm that will show you. Dave is high. I'm high.
Wait, Dave missed the last meeting. Dave was in Hawaii.
No, he's an old friend.
He's an old friend. Is there anything else on the agenda?
I was in Hawaii last week. I didn't want to come here.
Okay, great.
No, he's not. On the 26th, we have Lo Biondo withdrew. We have Bowie, Real Properties. It's a Lyft and Addition.
Oh, so you did have more.
And we have Morph Solutions, which is a demolition and construction. So we have two decent sized applications on that. But not overwhelming. You're very welcome. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Don't forget to get a card and flowers, though.
Yeah.
Not for you. I mean, for you, but not.
Not from Dave.
I said, don't forget to get flowers and a card.
Do you need help cleaning up any of this?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. This is a very early night. This is great.
Yeah.
So sweet. I like them that way.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you were in Hawaii? How was that?
Did you shut these things off or?